Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
The Carrie and Tommy podcast begins in just seconds. Powered by Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.
Thank you for being a friend. Yeah. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
It's the one and only
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to it for your Tuesday, Arvo. How are we, guys?
Pretty good. It's always nice when we come in and we see some hangover from the day before's show. For example, I've just rocked up at the computer and we still have a message from the producers saying her clues sucked, which was from when we were playing...
Guess What You've Got.
Yesterday for the first time.
Do you know what I think we should play is Guess What They Got Up To Before Work? Because I think it's always funny when we arrive at work and we see what you're wearing and see what I'm wearing. Mm. And I'm in a power suit and you're in a hoodie.
Yes.
And I assume I'm assuming we had very different mornings.
Well, it looks like we've both been to court, but you've been representing me and I'm the defendant. And you're going, look, this is it's a misstep of character. He's not like that. He just needs one chance.
Oh, he'll be fine. How many chances have you had?
Not enough.
Hey, up next.
Yes.
I'm fascinated by two things. Yep. One, that you're going to bring us story because you just this is an area of pop culture that you hate. And second of all, because I haven't been keeping up to date on this saga that you're about to bring to us next. And it's taken a turn today. I'm fascinated.
Look, I never thought I'd be interested in the Royals ever, ever. If you've listened to this show and I've been interested before, I'm sorry, but I faked it.
No, and I didn't use the word Royals because I was worried it might
turn people off. No, because if you're like me, and that would usually be a turn off, turn on. Tell your friends who aren't turned on to turn on because this is the first bit of interesting Royal stuff ever. Next.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you choose Tuesday, Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got something that the audience will love, but I think Tommy might not enjoy so much.
Nah, he will.
Okay.
Let's just say we're going to turn all of his closest friends into enemies.
Ooh, right now, something else.
Oh, sorry, and you can come along and watch is the kicker.
That's all fun. Yeah. That's fun. Something I have been watching because is, and again, I never thought I'd say this out loud, but I am just obsessed by the Royals at the moment.
Is this the Kate Middleton stuff?
Absolutely. Okay.
You've got to get me up to speed because I'll be perfectly honest. Since leaving Project Days, I've just had a little bit of a break from having my head in the news.
Yes.
Has been about 16 months. But
when she's
I will
not
get
on
my
it.
Head back in the news at some point soon. But when, I keep seeing the Kate Middleton headline, but I haven't followed
what
what's
we
happening.
Can take away from that. When Carrie's not on it, she doesn't read it. Is that right? Watch it.
No, actually, I get quite a lot of my news from their socials. Their socials are very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Royals.
Well, I get all my news from the UK from a Instagram account called the Archbishop of Banterbury.
It's very good.
It's a great site.
Is it and a joke site or real news?
No, it's funny. But anyway, they posted this yesterday and I was instantly hooked. It said, I wasn't in on this whole conspiracy about Kate Middleton missing and the Royals covering it up until they dropped this obviously fake photo today to appease public concern. I do photography and work with post-processing editing a lot. Here are just a few unexplainable issues. Now, the photo they put out, because Kate had surgery.
Yeah, so what's going on here? So a few months ago, Kate had, and all they've said is abdominal surgery. Is that right?
Not even a few months ago. End of January.
They said she's had abdominal surgery and she'll be back in action doing royal duties
ASAP.
After Easter, I think they said. After Easter.
And she hasn't been seen. And rumours have started to fly around. So to squash those rumours, that she's in very poor health. But to squash those rumours, the royals, well, Kate, put out this photo that you have in front of you.
Which
can
is
you describe
her with
it
her three. She's sitting in the chair and outside on like a patio area, and her three beautiful kids are surrounding her, and she's got her arms around two of them. They're sitting on the edge of the chair, and they're all laughing, and it looks like
looks normal.
It looks like she is doing okay.
Looks like she's doing great. Photo. She's smiling. She's in good health. Now, I've circled some bits in that photo for you, and people have gone out to point out what makes no sense. So let's start with a very simple one. Her left hand, which is holding, I believe, Charlotte there, has no wedding band on it, and jewelry has been removed.
But what? Sorry. I know this is going to be very annoying. But why does that mean it's photoshopped? What if she's just not wearing a wedding band?
Sure. Do you want me to keep going? So the cuff just below that of Charlotte's cuff just disappears into her hand. I'll keep going. You don't have to have questions about every bit.
See, is that you saying, please don't have questions about
every bit? Well, there's quite a few, so it's just going to be.
Yeah, but the two things you've shown me, I can't even notice what the problem is. But anyway,
okay, but you notice she has no wedding band on. Like, why would the Royals put out a photo with her with no wedding band on?
Or maybe she's just been for a run, you know, and her finger's swollen, so she can't wear her rings when she's running.
So she's got time to put back on. Like, the Royals just wouldn't. Anyway, here. So the step behind
the kid. Oh, my
God. The kid,
are you saying they're separated?
So, no. The step behind the.
Just add it to the conspiracy pile, though.
Everybody. I said I've got a few to get through.
Oh, I know what it's like.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. The step behind the kid. I don't know that kid's name. He looks annoying.
What do they call that one? It's the spare.
I don't know.
No, that's Louis, isn't it?
Yeah,
Louis. Louis, see, the step doesn't match up.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Why can't your eyes? Okay, what about this one?
Isn't it just a bit of paintwork on the bottom of the step?
No, the step doesn't match up.
What step?
So see the line on the step and how it's got a cross in it? So you know how steps usually go along in a straight line? This one awkwardly drops down for no reason at a point. And then the finger, they'll get more impressive. Louis' finger.
He's just crossing his fingers.
No, his finger disappears. See, he's.
No, isn't he just going like this?
See, his nearest finger. No, the other one, nearest his thumb.
Like this.
No, that's the other two fingers carry. See the one nearest the thumb? Okay, do you just want me to get to the big one?
Yeah.
So her face, they've worked out that was from a Vogue shoot in 2016.
Oh, no.
Oh, there you go. Kate's left hand is at focus. Her right hand is
blurred. That's just bad photography.
So anyway.
Oh, my God, they photoshopped her whole face from another shoot.
If I'd been able to get through it, she has then issued an apology. Because she has come out and said, so the photo got pulled from all news sites.
Publications.
Yes. They'd all printed it, and then a lot of them had gone through, seen all these mistakes when people started alerting them, and pulled it. And she had to post and say, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. Oh. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day.
Kate, just put the Paris filter on. You don't need to full, like, get into Photoshop mode. What's happening?
But also, who's playing around with editing? And their start point is my face from Vogue 2016.
It's good, though, when you do have a good shot, though, and you're like, I'd like that out there a lot.
Yeah, just drop that on my
face. Features are looking good.
And that's my list. I go, hey, drop that on my face. Cut off one of Louis' fingers. The step at the back, make that uneven. And Charlotte's cuff, I hate that. Get rid of that. And by the way, old Willie is giving me
You know what annoys
so
me?
Get rid of that wedding band. Thank you very much.
You know what annoys me about all of this?
Interruptions.
No, she's had surgery for something. Yes. Let the woman recover from it. If it is something personal and she's not been seen since, let her have her moment and stop demanding that we see is Kate okay to the point where she then has to put out a picture just to tell the world I'm okay. She's probably not. But either way, she wants everyone to stop asking and now she puts it out and now she has to apologize for putting out a photo that she never wanted to put out in the first place.
What do you mean she never wanted to put it out? She put it out.
Yes, only
people demanding.
She didn't just put it out. She spent a lot of time
Because everybody's been hassling the royals, saying that she is not addressing.
Hassling? Turn your phone off, mate.
No, the media are out like are saying that something's wrong with her because she's not been seen
but
since
out,
her surgery.
Out. She's in a castle. Like, just they're a long way away. She's got more privacy.
That media forced her brother-in-law to flee the country. They're very powerful.
Oh, it's going to be a bit of fun.
No,
and let's go to my phone topic.
I just think this poor thing
which is,
has done something to deal with everybody else's issues. Yes. Just let her recover from her surgery and get back to the news
made the Royals
in Easter when she said she was going to.
131060. Have you been caught on camera? Give us a call. I don't mind if it's editing or anything, but when did you get caught out on camera. I'd love to hear your story. Please, no,
you know,
serious chat about the Royals. Give us a call. 131060, caught on camera.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you choose Tuesday Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are talking being caught on camera because Kate Middleton has put out a photo, which a lot of people have pointed out has some really bad Photoshop edits in it. And she's then come out and apologised for the photo, and it's led to speculation that she's very unwell.
But you could say that with a bit more like sadness.
Sorry, this is fascinating.
Very unwell.
Isn't it fascinating?
It is fascinating. But also, I'm amazed that Kate can do that, Photoshopping. Like, she's put her head from a Vogue cover on her head here.
Carrie, no, she didn't.
Oh.
Wait, are you saying Kate's lying?
I thought you said she'd been fiddling with Photoshop or something.
That's what she said as an apology. Oh. But and this is a wild thing for me to speculate, but I reckon the Royals have got a bit of help.
I mean, it amazed me that a mum of three has time to learn how to Photoshop her head from her Vogue cover on her.
A mum of three, but she wouldn't have seen those kids in, like, she would have so many nannies.
No, I don't reckon with Kate. I reckon she's actively involved in their lives.
What about all that Photoshop time she took out?
That, to be fair, you said she didn't do it.
No, I didn't.
It was the help.
I think it was the help. I think it's all
Nikki. Nikki, how are you?
Good.
Nikki, do you think the Royals would have nannies?
They do have nannies.
Well, I think that they would have nannies, but with all due respect, can we just leave the woman alone? Like Carrie said, I don't know. That woman has probably had like the worst surgery ever. She's probably being bloated up with the gas, and like it's a 6 to 8 week recovery. Like, let's just leave her alone.
Yeah, I agree, Nikki. Have you got a caught on camera story?
Oh, I actually don't. I was actually just trying to sit here and think, do I have one? And I'm probably sure that I've got one underneath my belt or something. But no, but I just wanted to call and say, Carrie, I totally agree.
Well, now that it's 2-on-1, Nikki, I agree as well. So
you're disagreeing now because we're agreeing. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good on you, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki.
What about Karen? Hey, Karen.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, good.
Karen, what are you calling about? This is a caught on camera story.
Oh, I don't have a caught on camera story because there's more interesting stuff at stake here. And this is the Photoshop thing. At first I thought, you know, I felt sorry for Harry and Meghan because I think what happened to them was very stressful. At first when Kate disappeared, I thought she's cracked up. She's had a breakdown. Mm-hmm. Now with this Photoshopping thing, I think she's had a bit of a tweak. I think she's had some cosmetic work done. Yes, I do.
Hold on. I need to understand this, Karen.
Oh, I can explain what's happened. I tried to do a fun Royals thing. It's just quite serious. No.
Do you mean that's why we haven't seen her, or do you mean what are you talking about, the photo specifically?
Both. I think we haven't seen her because if we did see her, we'd see the work she's had done on her face before it's healed. And the reason that occurred to me as I was listening to you is because they've used this face of hers from a previous Vogue shoot.
What do you think she's had done? She's gorgeous, Karen.
Do you reckon a BBL?
She is, but I think she gets a bit circly under the eyes, but jelly. I think it's the jelly cheeks.
Oh my God. Sorry, I'm back.
See her resting face. Her resting face when she was mad with Meghan at the walkie-walkie that they did at the funeral. Yeah, I think it's the
doubt. I love that you said, Karen said.
I'm assuming that you are an absolute picture-perfect person here to be saying this, this about
I'm
Kate.
I'm just on the way to a Botox appointment. I had to pull over, actually, since you mentioned it. So.
Karen, I love you. When you said the walkie-walkie at the funeral.
When she looked a bit flat. Looked at Meghan like she was going to stab her with her eyes. Yeah, you can see the jellies.
Good on you, Karen. Just a quick word out to our producers. Any caught on camera ones?
No. One?
Semi. Producer Semi? No.
Kaylee?
Maybe? Okay.
Kaylee.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What are you calling about, Kaylee?
Okay. Caught on camera moment.
Oh, go for it, Kaylee.
Yeah. Okay. So my five-year-old is on the lounge recording herself on my Snapchat with this cute little bunny filter and, you know, not worry about anything. I had no idea what she was doing. And that was the day that my 10-year-old decided she wasn't going to pick up any of her washing, find any of the clothes that she needed. So recorded in the background was me going to town using all kinds of profound language at my 10-year-old, which then my 5-year-old posted to my story on Snapchat. And I had no idea. So the world got to hear how I really parent behind closed doors. That was pretty embarrassing.
Anyway,
I
mean, so Kate.
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Big news coming up because
there's something fun that we're about to bring to you after this. You know a little bit about it, but we're going to tell you all, including you listening. You've got the chance to come along and watch as Tommy's friends turn into enemies. I'm looking forward to announcing this so much.
I've been told it's a mixture of pleasure and pain, so I look forward with
I reckon if there was a weighted thing, 80% pain, 20% pleasure.
As long as that means other people's pleasure.
Oh, we're 100% also, pleasure for all of us.
That's about the absolutely ratio of life, isn't it?
Do you think? Oh, no.
Nah, neither.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
So, you spend a lot of your life being quite a colourful character. I feel like we're back in court again. He's a colourful character.
Just in case, that was a joke at the start of the show. I haven't been to court recently.
Define recently.
No,
for the jury.
This year, I haven't. I honestly haven't.
Yes, we were joking that I've rocked up in a suit and you've rocked up in a hoodie today. And it looks like I've been representing you in court.
Yes.
Anyway, no. You are a colourful character. You have lots of friends. You do lots of interesting things in your life and you spend a lot of your life finding the funny in other people. And we thought, wouldn't it be fun to be the one having the go at you? And so we came up with a little bit of a plan to perhaps throw a bit of a night to get all your friends together and we just chat about Tommy.
Yeah, you make it sound great.
Yes, and then we thought that's boring. Instead, let's do a roast.
It's time for friends to become enemies. Welcome to the roast of Tommy Little.
Oh, wow, wow!
I said, our Tommy's friends are here.
His friends.
People, he loves them all.
They are all lining up, and they're gonna roast on.
Tommy's roast is here,
so
and Carrie is a host.
Tommy will definitely not have friends after the roast.
Wow, wow!
He will cry no.
Out loud from March 27 to April 21 at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival with hundreds of local and international acts. Browse the program and book now at comedyfestival.com.au.
So, I've put together a lineup and we are going to roast you. Now,
amazing.
Here's the thing. I'll be honest, I hadn't seen a roast before. I've been doing a lot of roast watching.
Yes.
That's not the chicken or lamb kind.
No.
That's watching people.
God,
I'll do something like that on the night, shall I?
I should be terrified.
Yeah.
God, this is going to be brutal.
And you should be terrified because it is a whole bunch of people that know you very, very well, finding your weakest points in your personality in life and finding the humour in it.
Who have we got?
Okay, well, I'm not going to, over the next few weeks, I'll tell you who. I'm not going to tell you who today, okay. But let's just say we've got a huge sporting star.
Yes.
We have a reality star.
Yes.
We have some of the country's best known comedians.
Did I date the reality star?
Oh, no. But
I'm just trying to work out if.
Add her to. Hold on. I've got to tell the producers, add her to the list.
No.
Which one?
Not exes.
That's true. We'll talk about this off
air. Narrow that down. We'll be there all night.
Oh, not exes.
I don't reckon it's a good idea. It depends if you want.
Cancel them all, guys. Cancel them all.
It depends if you want jokes or thrown at me.
This could be an off-air conversation,
okay.
But we have genuinely been wondering whether we're allowed to. Can we bring exes?
Of course. I find all of that funny.
Oh, my. Okay. Well,
sorry.
Guys, meeting again after the show.
Good luck getting onto them.
Someone you've shared a house with. Anyway, we have the most
incredible. You got Johnny. You were able to secure Johnny.
Not your current housemate.
Oh.
A former housemate.
You've got my
we
mum.
Have the most incredible lineup.
Insanity would be great.
Oh, she'd be brutal.
Yeah.
She'd just stand there and go, this is a disappointment. And I've had a lot in my life.
We're going to throw this event open to you guys to come along and watch. This is a money can't buy event. There's limited tickets. If you want to win tickets, you just go to carrieandtommy.com.au or call 131060 right now. And if you're thinking, I still don't think I understand what a roast is, we're going to play you a little montage here of some famous roasts that we've grouped together. There's like been roasts of Bieber over the years, roasts of all like Roseanne, all the famous people.
You know who I'm joining the ranks of?
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson. David Hasselhoff.
It's funny that I gave Roseanne as an example. Yeah.
William Shatner. Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Yes, Bruce Willis. Oh,
anyway, have a
Donald
listen.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Have a listen to bits from some roasts.
I just met this guy, Pete Davidson, backstage before the show. A great guy. He asked to take a picture with me, and I didn't even realize he was one of the comedians. I told him, don't give up, kid. Whatever disease you have, you can beat it.
Next roaster is Caitlyn Jenner. Her daughter Kylie sold $1 billion worth of makeup, and she's here wearing all of it tonight.
You know, I lost my dad on 9/11. Two people from the movie Soul Plane are here. Kevin, Snoop. Soul Plane was the worst experience of my life involving a plane.
Wow. Now,
so, Carrie, I'm getting roasted.
Dark.
That's
yeah,
that's
you're
fun.
Getting roasted.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to play the role of roast master?
Absolutely. This is all my dreams come true. All the thoughts I have in
all
my head that I don't get to say out loud, I'm going to say them out loud.
When have you stopped saying them?
You think you've heard some bad from my mouth about you, you wait till the night.
This is great because it's going to be,
131060. You want to come to the roast? Give us a call now.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival is on March 27 to April 21. Book now at comedyfestival.com.au.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because this is exciting. We are doing a massive roast for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Do you want to play a little opener? Get in the vibe.
It's time for friends to become enemies. Welcome to the roast of Tommy Little.
Wow, wow, wow!
I said, our Tommy's friends are here.
His friends.
He's funny, loves them all.
They are all lining up, and they're gonna roast Tom.
Ow!
Tommy's roast is here,
so
and Carrie is our host.
Tommy will definitely not have friends after the roast.
Wow, wow!
He will cry no.
Laugh Out Loud from March 27 to April 21 at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival with hundreds of local and international acts. Browse the program and book now at comedyfestival.com.au.
Now, this is a money can't buy experience. Tickets are not on sale. The only way you can get these is through us. And if you haven't been able to get through on the phones, carrieandtommy.com.au, because you've promised big stars. Roasting me.
Sports star, reality star, a former housemate of yours, some of the country's funniest people will be there to tear you apart. And Tegan, you want to come along and watch the roast be torn apart, cut up and served for dinner?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, Teagues, have you seen a roast before?
Only the ones on TV. And I think the last one was, Donald Trump.
Well, you know, obviously, roast jokes can be quite brutal. But also, there's ones that are too brutal even to make it to air. And the great news about being in the crowd is you're going to get to hear all those because we can't cut them out live, Teagues.
Exactly.
Teagues, you're in. Welcome.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you there. Who got?
Gosh, so many people have called up. Stephen, you want to come too?
I'd absolutely love to.
Who are you bringing, Stephen?
My partner, Sam.
Good on, Steve. You're in. We'll see you there. Jacinta, g'day. Do you want to come and see the roast?
Yes, please.
Do you have any suspicions of who some of the roasters might be?
No, not really, but anyone would be good.
Well, stay tuned because we are going to find out in the coming days who some of our guests will be. But for now, you've got tickets. They are yours. You've got, is it Jeeza?
Yep.
Did I say that right, Jeeza?
Yes, you did.
Oh, my gosh. See, if you were there, Jeeza, I would rip the piss out of your name all night. But it is not the roast, so I would say...
Says the man whose last name's Little.
That's,
well, I can't wait to see you get roasted.
Yeah, Jeeza, I like your attitude. You got tickets. Well done, Jeeza.
What about you, Sue? You want to come?
I'll try. Hello, Sue.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Pretty good. Do you want me to try and ask her the way you did?
Yeah.
Sue, do you want a car?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
There we go, Sue. We'll see you there. Tickets are all yours. Last one.
Kylie, are you there?
I'm here.
Do you want to watch Tommy Little torn to shreds?
I sure do. I'm sure you've got a lot of dirt on him.
I have so much ammo, Kylie, and I cannot wait to fire.
Kylie. Yes. Kylie, you've got tickets. Enjoy, and we will see you there. Woo-hoo! For everybody else listening. As I said, carryingtommy.com.au and more details when, because tomorrow, when am I going to meet our roasters?
Can we, let me ask producers, can we meet one of our first roasters tomorrow?
Sure can.
Yep. That was just me talking to myself.
I know.
Of course we can.
Also, you put your hand over your microphone, but then just
it's
spoke.
Just theatrics, you know?
Yeah.
First roaster joining us tomorrow.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that's the show you're listening to, but there's a show worth seeing too.
Yes, the next couple of weekends I am hitting the Gold Coast. I'm hitting Warrnambool. I've also just added an extra show for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival because
well done.
I can't wait till that kicks off. If you want tickets, just head to tommylittle.com.au. I would love to see you there.
What have you got coming up next?
Ooh, I've got a PSA.
Oh.
Is that correct?
Yeah, public service announcement.
Yes, there is something that I thought couldn't happen to you in a car park, and I've thought this will never happen, and so I've driven with confidence, and it happened. And I need to let people know that this thing can happen, and it can ruin your car. I'll tell you about it next.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are probably the most supportive radio show ever of tailgating through boom gates to get out of car parks that exists. Is that
put
true?
Put it on our ad campaign.
Yes.
Yes.
Car parks make a lot of money, and so just follow the car in front of you when they leave. You don't have to pay. Now, that was something we did a couple of weeks ago, Carrie. I don't regret that at all, and I've just restated my stance.
Mm-hmm.
The boom gate's not going to come down on you. It has a sensor. But you would know our car park here at work, it not only has a boom gate, it has a roller door after that.
Yes.
And so when you have to go into some stupid app on your phone and when you...
I just use my card, swipe. Can't you just do that?
I don't think mine... You have your levels of access.
Yeah.
How weird. The carpet they roll out for it.
Yeah.
And did you know, the other day I saw the security guard because Carrie didn't want her...
It's not a security card. It's a butler.
Sorry. But she didn't want her feet to touch the ground, so he carried her.
Yeah.
Back into my rowing days.
Yes, that's very true. You have to open your stupid app, I do, and then the boom gate goes up and there's a roller door behind that. Well, imagine my delight when I get to work and the boom gate is already up and I think I don't have to use this stupid little app on my phone. So then I start driving into the car park, but the roller door, because I haven't hit enter on
my
stupid
app. It's on its way down.
And I thought, well, I'll just stick my nose under that because there'll be
a bit like a boom gate. It'll
there'll be a sensor.
Yeah.
And it definitely won't touch my car.
Mm.
And I was on the phone to a friend.
How low at that point was it? Did you
I'd
take
speed up
nose?
To get my nose under it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And so it was very low.
It was probably at about my roof height.
A bit like when you stick a little pinky in the lift doors. Hoping to catch it, to reopen it.
Pinky's wild.
Stick a pinky, not just your whole hand.
Yeah, but sometimes it gets so narrow, you just got to go pinky, and then it goes zoop.
Also, Carrie has big fingers. That's the size of a baby's arm.
Catch any lift.
And I was on the phone to a friend, and I said, oh, hang on, I just got to accelerate to get under this door. And he goes, what? And I said, it's coming down. Don't worry, there's a sensor. It'll stop. And then he just hears this crunching sound as the roller door hits the bonnet of my car and then goes gank, 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 as the motor's trying to make it roll further through my car and slightly bent up around the sides of my car.
Oh my
and
God.
Now the roller door's starting to bunch up. And I said to my mate, I'm going to go. And then I thought I'll slam it into reverse. And
oh
then
my
I
God.
Thought, oh
no.
No,
you'll scratch the top of your car.
It'll take all the paint off. And so then I sat there and I did what I think any sane person would do. I hit the horn.
Why?
I didn't know what else to do.
For help? Or I thought this hoping all... the gate will hear it and go, oh, he's hit the horn.
Obviously, it was just a coincidence, but at the same time, it went, oh, I'm breaking here, this door. And so then it bounced back up and went back
so
up.
So it does have a sensor. It
does have a sensor just after it's left a ding in the front of your car.
Oh, no.
Yes, but I never thought this was possible. I thought those roller doors and stuff had sensors on them. So if it came down on your car, it'd just boom, shove out.
Still am not convinced that the actual boom gate won't come down. I mean, you've said to me before, if a boom gate is coming down but you drive through it, it will sense you. But I don't actually think that's true for every boom gate.
Well, after the story that I've just told you, I wouldn't trust me either.
No, I just reckon they can't all have some of the cheap ones. Surely they don't have sensors.
I've tested this one. So why don't you test?
No, I'm not putting my car through that.
13, 10, 60.
I'll get the butler to do that.
I tried to game the system a little bit and I got absolutely shafted. Has this happened to you before? Has there been something where you're like, don't worry, I know exactly how this works and I'm going to be absolutely fine here.
And then you got crunch, ego in your crunch, face.
Give us a call, 13, 10, 60.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, when did you think, oh, yeah, this will be fine? And it was not.
No, I really thought I knew how the world worked. Turns out I didn't. There was a roller door coming down to get into the car park. And I thought, I'll just duck my nose of the car under that because then some sensors will go off. And it won't go down in my car. Certainly not. I know how these things work. There aren't sensors like that. And it just shut on my car.
Well, I am not going to take your advice anymore because you told me I could just also just go through the boom gates, even if they were starting to come down, just floor it.
I still agree. That's a good idea. G'day, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. When did you think you had it all worked out and didn't go well?
Well, I'm a bit surprised, Tommy. I think you might have a bit of a case here. I know legislation changed a few years back to say that all residential garage doors had to have sensors in them.
Really?
If they had an automatic opener. So
really?
I would assume commercial ones would be the same, right?
Oh, Mark, are you saying that in a home garage, if you use a remote to open it, but then you happen to go under it, it should stop if it's closing?
There's supposed to be a laser sensor put at sort of knee height-ish, I think.
Oh,
my God. So think of how many garage doors Carrie's going to have to replace.
I know.
But Mark, that's fascinating.
So can I take them? Because, Mark, now that you've actually said that, it was quite traumatic. Do you think I could also take them for ongoing mental costs. Incapacitation?
You might be struggling for that, but, you know, worth a go.
I dream of doors coming down on me.
You do cry a lot.
I do cry a lot. Some people would say they're unrelated.
Is that because every time someone walks through the door, it triggers you?
Oh, don't even point at it. Thank you, Mark. G'day, Ben.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, well, I think I might be sitting on a gold mine
here. Sounds like it.
Have you had something similar happen to you?
Yeah, so a few weeks ago I was leaving a big shopping centre near my house and much like your own theory, there was a car going through and I thought I'd just scoot out behind him.
Yes.
Unfortunately for the boom gate, when it started coming down, the sensor did not activate, if it does have one, and it hit my roof rack and I ripped it clean off.
How's your car?
Oh, car's fine. Got roof rack, no damage, no worries.
Well played, Ben. This is wonderful stuff. But yeah, Ben, now that you've heard about this potential legal action that we could take, looking back at that situation, even though your car is fine, would you say that it was quite a traumatic experience for you?
It was very, yeah. I could assume you're feeling the same way. I thought I was going to be crushed.
Yeah, I saw my life flash before my eyes. And if anything, this is starting to smell like a class action, Ben.
Oh, I think so. How many people can we get calling up?
Yeah, well, we'll get your number, Ben. Thank you.
Zoe, appreciate do you want to be part of the class action, Zoe?
Unfortunately, I can't join the class action on this one, but good luck to you guys.
Thank you. We need it.
But on the theme of shopping centres, did a similar thing myself, was working in a retail store in a major shopping centre, and there was this unspoken rule that employees shouldn't have to pay, but none of us had passes or anything, and they installed these new cameras that show you your number plate, and that's how they track when you come in and out.
Yes.
But if you've reverse backwards and you pull back up to it, it forgets your number plate. So I was doing that every single day.
Oh my God.
one day I did my little reverse, my little pull back in, and it picked up my number plate and it went overdue account. And I went, oh, it was a new guy working at the desk. And he said, you owe us about $9,000.
Oh, my God.
Because it accumulated all of the overnight parking that my car was doing technically. Because it never caught me coming out. And I had to have a big chin wag with center management and say, mate, that's worth more than my car and it's not happening.
Oh, and did they let you off?
Yeah, they let us off. And we're in the process now of every retail stall in there getting some kind of little card or slip like you guys have or an app maybe.
Zoe, isn't it great? Because your theory is much like in Ferris Bueller's where he's trying to wind back the, put the car in reverse to take the K's that's, off the clock.
That is how it felt. And when it goes through the glass, that's how my stomach drops. I went, oh, no.
Oh, thanks, Zoe. And anyone,
so
again,
what's the moral of the story?
That we need a class action.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Tuesday arvo is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how they're getting a net zero. Find out more at alintaenergy.com.au/truepower.
Now, some of you may have seen on my Instagram today the devastating news that one of our huge supporters for Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer, Donna, has passed away. Obviously, we meet incredible people along the journey of doing Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer, but Donna has been there from the beginning. She's bought every single one of our beanies. We did a project piece on her many, many years ago when she was first diagnosed called Terry the Bastard, and I'll tell you why she called it that in a minute. But she did Point to Pinnacle with us in November. She ran to the top of Point to Pinnacle, the mountain in Tasmania with us just 3 months ago, and brain cancer has now taken her life. She leaves behind her beautiful husband, Sean, and two little boys, Huxley and Reeve. And her whole family is in our hearts today. And it's surreal that it's come in this week that I've obviously been talking to you about trying to get people to buy beanies, support brain cancer research, because she had this outlook where she didn't want this to happen to anybody else. And she also, more than anything, wanted time with her family. And she kept saying, we need to find a cure or treatment so I can have more time. I want more time with my boys. And that's one of our messages we've been trying to say, that there isn't a cure around the corner tomorrow, but more effective treatments that can buy people like Donna time with her family, make the most incredible world of difference. The memories that have been made for that family over the last few years are, life-changing. I wanted to play you a little piece of Donna here. So the piece we did for the project, it's really hard to share your story. And Donna said, okay, I want to share my story, but I don't want it to be full of sadness. She said, I want also it not to feel like it's going to negatively impact me and my family, because telling your story is obviously quite a hard thing to do. So we came up with an idea with a guy, Tom, one of the producers, Tom Whitty, to come up with like a short film. And she called her tumor Terry the Bastard. And so this short film is all about how Terry transformed her life. And we're going to play that for you after five, the full sort of 4 minute piece that we did. And it's worth listening to. She's incredible in it. But for now, I just wanted to play you a little piece of that before I play it to you later. Because See the Colour was how Donna approached her life. She believed that you should see the colour in every moment. And this was how she lived her life.
Terry has made me see the colour in this world. Like from muddy and murky waters, a lotus flower grows and blooms into wonderful colours. Terry's made me realise what's important, what I'm thankful for. I can suddenly see with perfect clarity the things that matter in life. And I've helped others see this too. A moment with my kids. A glass of wine with a close friend. An intimate laugh shared with my husband in a quiet moment about something silly.
The lotus flower became synonymous with Donna, as did the phrase see the colour. And when I saw her a few weeks ago, all of her friends and family were there, and they've all been getting tats on their arm of see the colour or the lotus flower as well. She's got the most incredible people surrounding that family in love today, and we're thinking of you all.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do Carrie and Tommy know about songs and hits? When it comes to music, do they know their stuff? Have they paid attention to the music through the years?
ears. It's time now for the music trivia quiz.
I said it's time now for the music trivia quiz.
My category for you this week, Bic, is I decided to go in-house. What do you think that means?
House music.
Incorrect. Good guess, though. But you've already got one wrong, please. Just hear you there.
What's in-house?
What are we?
A team.
Wrong music. Duets.
Oh, duets. Mm. Great.
That was for me, though, because I got that correct. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So somehow you're minus two and I'm on one, and my quiz hasn't even started. Carrie, question number one. Which iconic 60s, 70s husband and wife duo had this defining hit?
Babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers.
That's enough of that, I reckon.
Good tune.
It is not.
I don't know.
No, they had a TV show.
Hall and Oates.
Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher. Which I think Hall and Oates are both men, aren't they? Yeah.
Are they?
But they could be married.
Interesting.
Sonny and Cher.
I was wondering what you were waiting for. I'm like, I think this is where I just ask the next question. name the famous track that Dr. Dre and Tupac collaborated on. You like this song?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
And I once told you how expensive the film clip was because the helicopters involved. It's a lot of humming.
Yeah. Sorry. It's that beautiful song.
Beautiful is a weird choice of words.
Isn't it a nice song? It's like quite a gentle, genuine, lovely song with the rap in the background. What am I thinking?
Are you thinking of Ghetto Gospel or something?
What is it? Shall play it to me?
Play it to you.
Give it away.
Yeah, sorry. That's what I mean. I don't know, but can you play it?
California Love.
Oh, not what I was thinking.
Yeah, this is the...
Yeah, this is not what I was thinking.
Song.
What's the song? Is it Tupac's
What's
on?
What's the song?
What's Love Got to
this
Do?
This is from a mum quiz. What's the song, son?
Wouldn't do that one.
No,
though.
Is it Tupac? Does he collaborate on a song that's like been remade? It's not What's Love Got to Do with it. How does that go?
With Elton John?
Ghetto Gospel.
Yeah, keep going. Sing a bit more for us.
Oh, what's the song? Anyway.
I'm having coffee with my mother.
No, but it's like that.
Okay. Oh, Changes?
Changes. It's Changes. Who sings that?
Tupac.
Oh, see, I got half of it right.
Yes, but it's duets.
Oh, this is when Carrie just quizzes herself.
No. Changes.
You know the song I'm thinking of. Changes. Got it.
Question number three. Nelly had a dilemma with which female artist?
Kelly Rowland.
Oh, correct. I don't know what you mean to me. Question number four. You're the One That I Want was a number one hit by which acting duo?
Oh, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Well done.
Has our younger producing team seen that? Have you seen Grease?
Georgia is the oldest.
Yeah, she's the oldest. Favorite.
What about you, Sammy? Have you seen it?
I watch it every day before I go to bed.
It's unhelpful.
Weird answer.
No, just answer the question. You know, not everything has to be a funny little.
Every day. You know, and then the younger generation had seen it. That wasn't good enough. Before I go to bed. Final question. WAP is a duet featuring which female artists?
Cardi B and Nicki Minaj?
No, incorrect. Think of a horse. Think of a horse. Think of a horse.
Oh, Megan Thee Stallion.
I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring. Gobble me, swallow me, drip down the side.
Do you remember?
Is that what you do every night
when
before bed
entire
as well,
Sammy? Team,
I thought you were going
to
remember.
Did the dance to that?
Do you remember what you thought WAP stood for?
I was there.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
You weren't there.
We have done it multiple times.
It was when we were in Sydney. You were in Adelaide.
Oh, okay. You weren't there.
What did I think WAP standard for?
Women Against the Patriarchy.
Women Against the Patriarchy. Yep, it's not that.
Pretty close, though.
Carrie and Tommy.
And if you're just joining us, we're in the middle of this.
Do Carrie and Tommy know about songs and hits? When it comes to music, do they know their stuff? Have they paid attention to the music through the years? It's time now for the
music trivia quiz.
I said it's time now for the music trivia quiz.
It's your... Because you're just sniffing your own armpit. Just, I didn't,
are we going to comment on that?
Sorry. I was thinking, gosh, someone stinks. And then I was like, I think it might be me.
Is it you? Is that my power jacket, suit you're wearing?
It was a stressful morning.
How do you remember power suit but forget deodorant?
Here, tell me, do I smell?
Nah.
Such a dangerous game to play.
That, she doesn't even. Okay. Come here.
Remember when she made us smell her shoes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry if
it's
I'm being
bad, isn't it?
It's
might be time for a dry clean.
It's unique. It's unique. Distinct. It's a distinct stink. It's a distinct. Distinct. It's a distinct. Hey, that's a great name for your perfume.
Yeah.
Oh my distinct. God, distinct.
I carry
Bitmore's distinct. Distinct.
That's awesome.
Because it's yes.
Up your stink with de-stink.
No, don't I put it up your stink.
No, sorry, not up your stinker.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, up your stink level.
So sorry.
I mean, you can if you want.
I'm like, you need so much.
Oh.
Okay. My questions for you are about musicals. I
great.
Know, terrible. It's not my fault.
I saw Groundhog Day and that was wonderful.
Oh, did you like that? Mm-hmm. Was that sung the whole way through or was there some speaking
too? They did too much speaky-talky. I wouldn't mind a musical if they didn't do speaky-talky.
Hold on, you don't like the musical
like singy-talky, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say you want more speaky-talky.
No, I want speaky-talky. I don't want singy-talky.
Pass me the bread.
Shut up and just get the bread yourself.
Have you got any milk left?
Can we talk? No.
No, you can't. That's why he's singing.
What is the name of Annie's dog in the musical Annie?
Oh, Baudo.
No.
Wolf. Hang on. Mutsy.
Sandy.
I was going to get there.
What is the longest running music? Oh, is that right? What's the longest running musical in Broadway history?
Cats.
No, that's
my favorite animal.
Though.
You didn't let me finish. So, the guy with the face that swings from the roof, Phantom of the Opera.
The Phantom of the Opera is here. You don't need that. You've got me.
Oh, so sorry.
Sorry, is that correct?
It is correct.
Oh, thank you.
Have you seen Phantom?
No. Yeah. What happened to his mask? Like, did half of it break off or it's only got half?
I don't know. I've not seen it. Oh. My mum loves it, but she played all the music at home. But
I mean, if we talked about all the things that Jenny loved, we'd be here a long time.
What? Do you know when I was a kid, she took me to see Cats in New York when I was 5 when we lived in America.
Really?
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. That's where my love of the musical Cats came from. You do not care. This is the worst conversation I've ever taken in and I'm the one talking.
The conversation is two-way. This is a story. Tell me something else from when you were 5. Oh, cool. What else did you and your mum do?
What's Pippa's favourite song? Is that our producer, Pippa? Why are we asking questions now? What's Pippa's favourite song from the musical Wicked? Is it? Oh, we've got a multiple choice of producers have prepped here. Did you do this, Pippa?
No.
Is it A, I Hope You're Happy, B, No One Mourns the Wicked, and C, The Wizard and I?
Just as a little clarifier, this category is no longer musicals and it's Pippa. That's the category.
Are you sure you read out all the...
No, because you haven't read out Pippa's apparently. Yeah.
What's your favourite song?
It's not listed
out of
there.
Those three.
What was your favourite?
Defying Gravity.
Oh.
I would have known that.
Defying what a stitch up.
I think I've seen this one.
The Green Girl.
Oh my God. Pippa, the Green Girl. That's what, you know, that is what they were going to call it.
What, the Green Girl?
The Green Girl.
What famous Broadway...
Sorry, that was Pippa. They were going to call her the Green Girl.
What famous Broadway musical features the songs Honey, Honey and Chiquitita?
That would be Hair. No. Sorry. I'm just saying, I was saying the things I like about you. Your hair. Yeah. Your hair looks
It also features
fantastic.
Dancing Queen.
Abba, Thabba,
yep.
Abba, Abba, Abba,
Mama, Mama,
Abba,
Mama, Mama,
Abba, 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 Abba's back.
Mama,
Mama,
Mia.
Mama,
Mia. Mama,
Mia. Oh, enough of this. Enough of that.
Do you know my favourite ever musical?
I don't care.
Have you seen Book of Mormon?
This one's about Pippa.
Have you seen Book of Mormon?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you walked out at halftime.
No, I did not.
I think you did, didn't you? Didn't you go with producer Sonda?
No, that was a different what's one. What's the one that
you
sucks?
Didn't want to say?
Oh, yeah. It's, no, don't say that one on the air. I think we did ads for them.
Great.
Yeah, they're all wonderful.
What, why is Jean Valjean imprisoned in Les Mis?
Are we still going?
John Valjean.
Because the singing wasn't good?
Nah, but you could sing the answer. I'll sing the answer to this.
It'll make you very much the title.
Stealing a loaf of bread.
Is that true?
Yeah, stealing a loaf of bread.
Yeah, it's good to end on a low.
It warns you're a dangerous man.
Oh, it didn't need this.
But you wanted it.
That's the speaky singy thing that you don't like.
Somebody let me out of this jail. I've got hurt feelings.
Carrie and Tommy.
So,
yeah,
I read a fascinating thing today.
What?
You know how hard it is to get concert tickets at the moment? Shows are sold out within seconds. People are having to have multiple laptops open at multiple times, you know, when they're trying to get Taylor tickets, Pink tickets, the list goes on. Do you remember all the buzz around Fred Again?
Of course.
We went to see Fred Again, how awesome it was. And out of nowhere, everyone was like, I can't get tickets to this guy that, like, artist, obviously, that lots of people wanted to go see. But he had big stadium shows, but so many people were saying they couldn't get tickets. I read a fascinating thing online today about there was a million people in the queue, online queue, trying to get Fred Again tickets. And that's the only headline. I thought, far out, that's a lot of people wanting to see Fred Again.
Sorry, what an edit on the fly by you. For far out. That's one of the great catches. For far out.
But then producer Georgia helped me understand they're not real people that were in that online queue. Is that right?
That's right. It's like a coded piece of information. It's called a bot, which is short for robot, that people sell to scalpers, essentially, that can purchase tickets in lightning speed. So it can purchase tickets way quicker than a human can sitting down and filling out all the information.
So how many of the 1 million in the queue, say, would have been bots just trying to purchase tickets to resell?
Apparently, like 25 to 30%.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So here's my question. Why do we sit there doing those stupid, quick all the boxes Capture. With bicycles in them?
Yeah.
If bots can just do them.
Yes.
I always thought it was to, I couldn't find that piece of information. This is
No worries.
But I thought it was to, outsmart them because you know how there's like a little square that'll have like a piece of tire in it from a motorbike?
Yes.
I don't think they're smart enough to always recognize those.
But sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I get those.
Oh, it takes me two or three goes often.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the ones that are just honesty and you just have to cook a thing that says, I'm not a robot. It's like, sweet.
But how are we going to outsmart the robots if they're getting our Fred Again tickets?
We.
You know what
mate,
I mean? Like,
I'm not.
No, none of us are.
No,
I'm just. And they're going to the concert and they're in their little robot-y outfits and they're having a great time.
We're going to do a bit of Fred Again. Who doesn't love tasty, crunchy, delicious chicken for dinner? Grab some Ingen's chicken on the way home. Always tasty, always good.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home, Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's a sad moment on our show now. A very, very tragic moment that a beautiful young mum by the name of Donna passed away over the weekend from brain cancer. And she was a great supporter of Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer. She bought our beanies every year and she also appeared on the project in a special we did one year and told her story of her brain cancer diagnosis. We wanted to play the entire piece for you now. I think it is an incredible thing to sit and listen to. Imagine telling your story when you are carrying something like a brain tumour with you. It's a hard thing to do. And to honour her, I wanted to play it for you now.
Hi, I'm Donna. I'm 33. I have two beautiful young boys and a loving husband. We live near the beach in Mount Martha, southeast of Melbourne. Life, honestly, has been pretty awesome. Except about 18 months ago, Terry moved in. He's my malignant brain tumour, a grade 3 anaplastic astrocytoma. Yeah, I didn't know what that was either. That's because brain cancer is meant to happen to other people. But now I have Terry, and Terry's a bastard. What can I tell you about Terry? Terry is like the worst house guest you could imagine. He turned up on Christmas Eve, the first Christmas as a new family of four, completely unwanted, uninvited, and without gifts for the boys. All of a sudden, I was in hospital instead of unwrapping presents with my beautiful little family on Christmas morning. Or maybe Terry's more like the worst stylist I've ever had. Think of the worst haircut you've ever had and times that by a million. Look what Terry did to me. Although a lot has grown back, he's left me with a permanent bald spot and a constant reminder he's there. Bastard. Actually, Terry is most like an evil villain. He's constantly trying to screw up my plans. He wants to make me miserable. He wants to make me weak. And he wants to straight up kill me. But here's the weird thing. Despite his intentions, Terry has made me see the colour in this world. Like from muddy and murky waters, a lotus flower grows and blooms into wonderful colours. Terry's made me realise what's important, what I'm thankful for. I can suddenly see with perfect clarity the things that matter in life. And I've helped others see this too. A moment with my kids. A glass of wine with a close friend. An intimate laugh shared with my husband in a quiet moment about something silly. This is what I live for. These moments, these people, this colour. This is worth more than all the money in the world. And ironically, Terry, the bastard, has taught me that. But I don't like to think about Terry. I try and ignore him. He lives in the same black and white world where statistics about brain cancer live. Like the fact that survival rates for brain cancer haven't improved in 30 years. The same world where exhausting medical appointments live, where tears, sadness, and anxiety and stress live. But there's a lot of Aussie families with a lot of Terrys in their lives, so we can't ignore the black and white forever. But once again, from the black and white comes colour. And since I've been diagnosed with Terry, I felt so much more connected and appreciative of my friends and family than I ever thought possible. Every time I hug my darling boys, I hold them that much tighter and try and savour every last piece of them, because I don't know when the day will come when it could be my last. So yes, I wish Terry didn't exist. I wish he'd pack his bags and move out of my head. I wish this bastard never entered my life with his black and white. But I'm focused on the colour. And that's what tonight is all about. Thank you for letting me share my story.
How beautifully she told her story.
Yes.
Yes. In the words of Donna, go home and hug your darling boys, daughters, hubby, wife, tighter tonight. And, yeah, we say rest in peace, Donna, and we're thinking of all your family.
See the colour is a beautiful phrase, isn't it?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Another podcast with Carrie and Tommy is all wrapped up thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.